The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall. Penn State hosts Indiana on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on ESPN2. Coach, thank you for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take some questions.
Yeah, we'll just open up the questions.
Sounds great. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, that is star one. Our first question comes from the line of Rob Cassidy from Rivals.com.
Hey, James, I was just wondering, and I'm sure there are many, but, you know, what are some of the more noticeable differences in recruiting to Penn State as opposed to recruiting to Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously we have, you know, the traditions here and the history here, the expectations here. There's a lot of similarities in terms of, you know, being able to offer a great education and play big-time football in a big-time conference. So those things and that message has been consistent. You know, obviously, you know, some of the facility things and historical perspective and tradition and those things is a little bit different. So, you know, it's our message is very similar, to be honest with you. It's just we have some of these other things to promote as well.
Are there some challenges at Penn State that maybe weren't there at Vanderbilt even though, or does that work both ways, or is it?
Yeah, I think some of the challenges, though, are different just based on what we've been through our last, you know, 3 to 4 years here, even mostly before we got here. Some of those things, but we're working through them every day.
Thanks a lot.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one. And our next question comes from the line of Mike Miller from Bloomington Herald Times.
Hey, Coach. What's impressed you most about Jason Kabinda over the last year and a half? I mean, it seems like he's a guy that's been asked to do a lot in a short period of time. So I guess what is it about him that could make him a special player?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, you know, a lot of our players have had to grow up in a really short period of time, just the situation that we're in, the reality of it. But he's done a great job. From the day he arrived on campus, it was obvious that he had natural leadership skills, got a charisma. He's also a big physical guy. He's about 250 pounds, and he can run. I think probably the things that stood out to you the most about him was his maturity and his leadership skills. He's also a guy that, you know, I think playing behind Mike Hull was really valuable because he saw how the guy prepared. They saw how locked in he was in the meetings and how locked in he was in walkthroughs and things like that. And I think whenever a young player can sit behind a guy like that and watch how he trains and prepares, and Mike was the Big Ten linebacker of the year, those are valuable. They're, from a cultural standpoint, the older players being able to pass that down to the younger players is really, really valuable.
Thank you.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, what have you seen from Indiana on film so far, and kind of what are your expectations for Saturday?
Well, I probably see the same things that their head coach sees. I hear him talk about how much bigger and stronger and more physical they are up front on both sides of the ball, on offense and defense, and, you know, that stands out to you. The fact they've only given up 3 sacks this year, has been big, has been really big for them. You see the same thing on defense. They're long, they're athletic. And one of the areas that it showed up right away to us, it sounds funny, but, you know, we're going through special teams on Sunday and our PAT field goal block, and you're looking at their, you know, from the end zone copy, and you're looking at their PAT field goal team and just how big and long they are. You know, makes it difficult to block a kick off the edge because of how much length they have. And then, to their size at both, both the offensive guards, on PAT field goal, it just stands out, you know. And I've heard him talk about that in some of his press conferences as well, that they're finally at that point in terms of the depth and the size and talent up front that they've needed. That stands out to you, obviously the running back that transferred in was a big addition for them. And they're playing really, really hard on defense. They're playing really, really hard on defense, and they've obviously made up their mind they're going to take the runaway by overloading the box. And the other guy that's really stood out to me is their kicker. I mean, he just kicks the heck out of it, banging it through the end zone, really strong legs. Those things stand out.
We can take one more question for Coach.
And our final question comes from the line of Eric Olson from the Associated Press.
Yeah, James, I was just doing a little follow-up on an issue that cropped up down at Texas and Texas A&M, where a couple players were using their phones at halftime and during the and later on in the game to retweet some stuff. And I was just wondering from your standpoint, just kind of what your take is on just even guys thinking to use their phone like that during a game. And if you have a policy, you can state it.
Well, I think it probably happens more than people realize. You got those guys that maybe are redshirting or are further down the depth chart and they're in the locker room and you know, they probably, you know, kind of scroll and look at it. I mean, these kids are so addicted to being on their phones and social media all the time. You know, there's probably no coach in the country that wants it, and if they see it, they stop it. But it probably happens. It probably happens. It only becomes a real focus point is you know, obviously when, you know, you're going through some challenges and adversity. But it's something I address with my team. We try to do that all the time in our team meetings and our PowerPoints, is kind of go through some challenges and issues that are happening across the country, whether it's college football, college athletics, or NFL, you know, or professional sports in general. So try to learn every day, try to educate every single day.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.